Every one of us has been on interstate highways numerous times, which means that we have all seen countless semis, many of which, maybe even most of which, are painted with different words and images which are designed to promote products or companies, and even an occasional philosophy. One such truck that I have seen has painted on the side a very large, silvery, steely-looking sword. Takes about the whole length of the truck, above which are printed the words, "Earned, never given." That phrase is short, succinct, and especially ear-catching to those of us who have been so privileged to have been raised on the solid foundation of biblical teaching that we are not saved by anything that we do, but by God's grace. For those words stand in direct contradiction to something that we are very familiar with as presented in such sections as Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 2, where he says, "By grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." The message that God sets before our eyes and emphasizes in Scripture and wants to impress on our hearts is that salvation, eternal life, can only be given. It can never, ever be earned. Now, it would be incorrect to say that that slogan on that truck is incorrect, because there are many things in earthly life which one does need to earn and strive at and strive for, which one can expect to be given. It's all a matter of context, isn't it? The phrase that is on that truck probably belongs to the United States Marine Corps. And in the context of the military, there is certainly a legitimate use for the words "earned, never given." Our military leaders want servicemen and women to know that they're going to have to be in top physical shape, well-disciplined, and are going to have to be well-trained in the ways of battle before they will be given the distinguished uniform of a Marine. We would have a relatively weak defense system as a nation if the uniform and sword of the Marines were haphazardly given to anyone, regardless of performance. Likewise, within the context of grades, there's a legitimate use for the phrase "earned, never given." You might think it'd be a nice idea to simply have straight A's given to anybody who walks through the door of a classroom. But of course, if that were to happen, it would make our grading system completely meaningless. It's with good reason that good grades have to be earned. So also in the context of the workplace, can you imagine how far you'd get if you'd step into a business and say, "I've never worked here a day, but I'd really like a paycheck"? Earning a paycheck through diligent work, earning good grades through diligent study, and earning the privilege of wearing the military uniform through intensive training, those are all legitimate. Those work well. What's bad is when people apply that same logic to the pursuit of everlasting life, and everybody by nature does. Ever since the fall into sin, man naturally believes that the only way to get good with God again, the only way to achieve eternal life, is through our own sweat and toil, as seen in the many, many man-made religions of the world. Every religion apart from Christianity would probably make happy use of that very same slogan for its own philosophy. Eternal life is earned, never given. But when it comes to our relationship with God, that is a frightful message. It is a proclamation of the impossible based on completely false assumptions. The assumption is, in false religions of the world, that we can actually do everything that a holy God demands. The assumption is there that we can avoid those things which the Lord forbids. The assumption is there that when one does sin, one can somehow make up for it by the various things that one does. All of which, however, are untrue. It was a false, misleading dream that God, His law, had given that sinners could themselves redeem and by their works gain heaven. To believe that one can earn one's way to heaven is to lock oneself out of the gates of heaven. We simply can't do it. Fortunately, the true gospel of the living God declares the very opposite. By grace you have been saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works. Rather than presenting us with the impossible, the good news is that God has sent his Son to do all that we were incapable of doing on our own. The holy Jesus could live up to every single expectation of the holy God. The perfect Jesus could avoid everything that the Lord forbids. And the pure Jesus was able to shed the wonderfully precious blood that was able to cleanse us from our sins. And he did all that for us. Since it was impossible for us to earn, to do, to fulfill everything that God demands, Jesus earned. He did. He fulfilled in our place and then gave us eternal life simply as a free gift dispensed through his grace. It is the gift of God, Paul declares. Through simple faith in Jesus as our Savior, we're in. No price is demanded. No personal merit is required. Through faith in Jesus, we've got all it takes to pass those gates of paradise and find everlasting joy. How wonderfully different and how wonderfully joyful that message is. This, of course, was one of the themes of the Reformation. We are in the shadow of the Reformation observance. Here's some of the words written by the reformer Luther in this connection with this topic. He writes, "The world wants to win heaven from our Lord God by right, we could say by earning it. Although he is causing the message to be proclaimed aloud throughout the world that he wants to give it to us for nothing, he says, 'I want to be your God. Out of grace, I want to give you heaven. Out of grace and for nothing, I want to save you,' as St. Paul writes, Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. Such fools we are. We want to give when we ought to take. Here the beggar comes to the mighty king and begs from him, but he will not take alms from him for nothing. He wants to give him 4 pennies or lice for them. The world is just as mad and foolish. It wants to give to him, that is to God, who has given all and from whom it should receive all." Barreling down the highway of life is the natural human belief that any major achievement, any major goal can be reached only by our own effort, including eternal life. Thankfully, the Holy Spirit brings about the necessary U-turn in the human heart through the pronouncement, the declaration, that no, his Son has done it all for us, the only one who could achieve what was required. May that same Spirit inspire us to thank our Heavenly Father for doing it all and giving it all as a gift, for seeing to it that eternal life is not earned, never earned, but given as a gracious gift that he is happy to dispense. The hymn for this morning is hymn 377, stanzas 1, 5, and 10.